this weekend, the church celebrates the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. A very stern, humorless, and rather self-righteous woman wasn't feeling very well, and so she made an appointment to see her doctor. The woman went into the reception area and reported to the receptionist. The receptionist had a couple of pierced earrings in each ear. The woman looked at her in disgust and said, "That's horrible that you would pierce your ears like that." She said, "I would never do anything like that to my body. It's sinful." Then she went and sat down to wait for her appointment. A couple of minutes later, a woman came into the office with her teenage son. The boy was wearing ripped jeans and a ripped T-shirt, and his hair had some blue highlights dyed into it. The woman looked at him and started to shake her head. She said to the mother of the boy, "What kind of a mother are you? My son would never go out in public looking like that." The people in the waiting room must have breathed a sigh of relief when the woman's name was finally called to go in to see the doctor. The doctor began by asking his patient some basic questions. "Do you drink at all?" The woman said, "I never touch alcohol." He said, "Do you smoke?" She said, "I never go near tobacco," and she was insulted by his question. "What about your sleeping habits?" She said, "I go to bed early every night. I have no time for late-night partying and carousing. I'm a busy woman, and I'm in bed by 10 and up by 6 every morning." "I see," said the doctor, making notes on the chart. "Now exactly what's been wrong." "I've been having terrible headaches," she snapped at him. "I think I see your problem," the doctor said. "What is it?" she asked. The doctor said, "I believe your halo is too tight." While we readily laugh at the arrogance of the Pharisee and the self-righteousness of the woman in the story, it's easier than we realize to get caught up in that same attitude. We all know there are people who are quick to criticize those whose standards don't quite measure up to their own high standards, who immediately dismiss those they fear will intrude on their safe, protected little world. We too may be caught up in the trap of comparing ourselves to others, maybe even thinking that we are better than others because of their looks, their personalities, or even by what they own or don't own. Jesus calls us to take off our halos and realize our humility before God and the humanity that we share with every man, woman, and child. The only praise we can offer worthy of our loving God is prayer that manifests itself in returning that same unconditional, limitless love to others. We are called to recognize that no one is beneath us, that Christ lives in every person that we meet. Dignity doesn't come from popularity or appearance, but from the fact that we are children of God, and each one of us is made in the image of God. May we not be so taken with our own halos that we fail to realize the presence of God in the lives and in the hearts of our fellow sinners.